Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating a physical altercation that sent a man to the hospital after he allegedly instigated a fight between himself and a second man. The incident took place in late January when Kevin Harlan confronted Samuel Franco at a market in Mendocino. Harlan said something to Franco, a man with whom Harlan was not on friendly terms with. Witnesses then report that Harlan slapped Franco, and Franco then knocked Harlan unconscious with a retaliatory blow. Harlan was out for a few minutes and revived while being looked at by ambulance personnel. He refused to be treated or transported and was then arrested for starting the fight. As Harlan was placed in the squad car, he suffered a medical emergency and was later flown to an out-of-the-area hospital. Harlan then passed away and the case remains under investigation. It's been turned over to the Mendocino County District Attorney for further action. Arcata police are investigating a restaurant burglary that saw the thief break the glass window at Abruzzi Monday night. The suspect then entered the restaurant and consumed a substantial amount of alcohol. Bottles stolen from the restaurant were later found in the bushes near the break-in. Police are searching for a suspected transient male adult, and with information about the incident, is asked to contact Arcata police. Reporter Dan Squire discusses school safety and local police agencies. Here's Dan with more.
School safety is a topic that can lead in many directions, but in the aftermath of the shooting in Connecticut that led to 26 people dead, Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum said that the response protocols have changed.
The schools, they have floor plans for all the schools, they practice on the active shooter type thing. Ever since Columbine, they went from sitting there waiting for the officers that arrive first on the scene. Now, all our officers are trained what to do in those situations, and it's if an active shooter, you go in.
No longer will police reach the scene, secure a perimeter, and await the arrival of more heavily armed officers before entering the building. Immediate entry by the first officers on scene is the new or old tactic, according to Harpum.
Takes me back, when I started in this business, that's the way it was handled. You know, two cops went in and took a guy off with a gun. Now they set up a perimeter and, call in the SWAT team. And so we're back to the way we did it years ago.
It was just last month when an 18-year-old man wearing a tactical vest and camouflage clothing and carrying a shotgun was detained near a local elementary school. He told deputies he was out to protect the children because the government can't. There have been 31 school shooting incidents involving multiple casualties since that Columbine incident in 1999.
Thanks, Din. More KINS News after this.
Celebrate Valentine's Day at the historic Benbow Inn, where Valentine's isn't celebrated just one day. From February 13th to the 17th, enjoy your choice of one or two night packages for an elegantly romantic room. The Valentine package you select includes a $100 food and beverage credit to be used as you see fit. We guarantee she'll love you for bringing her to Benbow. Call and ask about availability and prices. Make this Valentine's Day a bit more special with a romantic getaway. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
The City of Arcata's Code Red emergency notification system is back online after enhancing the system with improvements. The city partnered with the Emergency Communication Network, upgrading the notification system that alerts subscribers to impending natural disasters, significant fire department incidents, as well as to significant criminal activity in the neighborhood. You can register your phone number with the city by contacting Lieutenant Ryan Peterson at Arcata Police or by checking the city's webpage. Humboldt State University is again at the top of the list nationally when it comes to Peace Corps volunteers. HSU is listed as the 16th in the Peace Corps for top college rankings, a move up from the 21st spot a year ago. HSU is in the Peace Corps medium-sized schools category with a student body between 5,000 and 15,000 students. HSU is also the only one of Cal State's 23 campuses to crack the top 25 in the rankings. And there are currently 25 HSU undergraduates serving in the Corps. Since the Peace Corps was formed in 1961, more than 700 HSU students have joined the program. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.